With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know, you can listen to KISW through radio.com. It's really simple. All you got to do is download the radio.com app, and then you can stream us on every smart device that you have, man. Tablets, smartphones. Hey, if you got a smart speaker, just tell it to play KISW.com. Even on your Xfinity remote, you just go, hey, TV, hey, man, radio.com, and then go find KISW. Hey, man. Yeah, I mean, no, you're on that kind of relay. You're on that speaking basis with your remote, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Just remember this. You want us, you got us. Radio.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to be. Turn down for Thursday. What? Thursday.
Oh, yeah, baby. Friday, Junior.
Yeah.
Hope you got some big plans. Mine are the same. Stay home.
Yeah, board game?
Yeah. I just had a conversation with my son, and it is wearing on me because I am that demographic that has to be more careful than others. And so I am just feeling like I'm trapped. Today is just one of those days I'm feeling like I'm trapped, and my wife and I will just look at each other across the Facebook Live and the Zoom, and it's tough because we are at that age where we still believe we're young enough to be able to do whatever we want to do. What are you talking about? But then we're old enough that we're like, oh, God, we try to remember what were our parents like, and were they listening to us? Were they a pain in the neck? And it sucks to go, we're pretty much in that zone now, aren't we?
Yeah, you're in the pain in the neck zone. Absolutely.
We are.
Yeah.
And it's like, imagine how you feel right now. You have independence. You think you're a pretty cool, you know, I can imagine that eventually being gone. I never thought that day would come. And here it is where it's like, I have to surrender some of my power to my young children who are not so young anymore.
Oh, you just got that song stuck in my brain. Surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Oh, Cheap Trick, yeah.
Surrender.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it was on Guitar Hero. I like
Mama's
it.
All right.
So, yeah.
Daddy's sad because he can't leave the house.
And he's a little
Daddy's
weird.
Not all right. Mommy's all right. Daddy's not all right. And he is very weird.
Mommy's on the beach in California. Daddy's bitching in Seattle.
Well, thanks, Steve. Your adjustment of the lyrics has just made me feel so good about my life.
Oh, I thought those were the actual lyrics.
Yeah, they really are.
You know. See, I'm not a lyric guy. That's what I've been hearing this whole time.
Thanks. I'll talk to Bunny. And I'll say, hey, Bunny, thanks. I didn't know those were the real lyrics were all about. Thanks, pal.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got Nolan and Everett. Nolan, are you there?
I am here, Rev.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
A prize to be named later.
All right, get out of here. For those playing at home, Nolan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Nolan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Rum, pineapple juice, and coconut cream make up what tropical drink?
Mojito.
No.
Pass.
Who recorded the hit single Mandy in 1975?
Pass.
What state is nicknamed the Mount Rushmore State?
North Dakota.
South Dakota, yes. Who played Garth in the comedy Wayne's World?
Jeff Daniels?
No.
Pass.
A phytotoxin is a poison produced from what?
Phytotoxin. Light?
No.
Pass.
Kim Fields played which character on The Facts of Life?
Brian?
No.
Pass.
What number in the Fast and Furious series of films premiered in 2011?
Tokyo number?
Tokyo number.
5-4.
5, yes. In which western state would you find Crater Lake National Park?
Oregon.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, correct.
Well, Nolan, it wasn't a horrible performance, but my goodness, it was close.
He didn't drop a deuce.
Yeah, it was close, though. Dropping a deuce is pretty much where you're, you know.
Yeah.
Three, I mean.
This week, Steve has only gotten one correct during one of these Beat Migs.
Wow.
I don't think that'll happen today.
That is just saying. Expert analysis that we come to you for.
There's a potential.
What was the stat?
Oh, my God.
There has been exactly one Beat Migs this week that you answered with one correct. Okay. So I'm saying that there's a chance for you to not do well. It's a fun fact.
You know, Steve, I'm happy that he doesn't know sports. I don't think it would be a good thing.
I know some sports.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah! Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Rum, pineapple juice, and coconut cream make up what tropical drink?
Pina colada.
Yes. Who recorded the hit single Mandy in 1975?
Monday. Oh, crap.
You can do this.
I know the song, kind of.
You can do this.
Monday. Frank Sinatra.
No.
I'm going to go with the Monkees.
No.
Here they come.
The Beatles.
No. What state is nicknamed the Mount Rushmore State?
Ooh, North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
That's it.
Who played Garth in the comedy Wayne's World?
That would be Dana Carvey.
Yes. A phytotoxin is a poison produced from what?
Phytotoxin. From your dong?
No.
From the earth. From water.
No. Kim Fields played which character on The Facts of Life?
Tootie.
Yes. Tootie. What number in the Fast and Furious series of films premiered in 2011?
What number? 3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No. In which western state would you find Crater Lake National Park?
Ooh, Nevada.
No.
Utah.
No.
Sorry, son.
Montana?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. Damn. That's bad.
That was close.
But you win 4-3.
Nolan! Oh, hey. So close, Nolan. Sorry, buddy.
All good.
Good news is we had nothing to give you, so.
And you win that.
Yeah.
In spades.
You're the man.
What is
the man?
He is the man today.
You know what?
He knew Pina Colada. That's pretty good.
It was a squeaker. We've been talking about that whole escape song.
I know. That's why I did it.
Yeah. And you were close with Dana Carvey because I think Dana's birthday was this week.
Really?
Yeah, he was born in 1955. He's only 5 years older than me.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, so that was kind of a happy accident. I believe might have been Tuesday or Monday it was Dana's birthday.
I was just thinking, it's like, oh, man, that was, you know, like, how old was he when he played Garth? And then I realized that was like 30 years ago, so never mind.
Yeah, I know, dude. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's nuts to think that is such an old bit that there may be people that don't even know about it.
Yeah.
You know, if like somebody loving SNL now, and they're like, we don't know what you're talking about with this whole Wayne's World.
Who recorded Mandy in 75?
Does anybody know besides
Rod Stewart?
No.
No.
Close with the hair, though.
They kind of looked alike.
Yeah.
But everybody did with that hairstyle back in the 70s.
Barry Manilow.
Yeah. There we go. He got it.
Barry Manilow.
Woo!
Good old Barry.
Barry. A phytotoxin is a poison produced from what?
A dog?
No.
Is it phyto? I don't know.
Phyto. P-H-Y-T-O, which is a prefix that means plants.
Oh, a plant toxin.
It's a plant toxin.
That's why I didn't
get
it.
So poison ivy would get that one.
I was thinking the doggy.
Fast and Furious 5.
Yes, Steve.
Was that no one got
everything
correct.
But that one? Yeah,
and that was the one that actually he got right, and I thought might be the difference maker.
Nope,
but
wasn't.
But you came through
because he also knew that the western state that you would find Crater Lake National Park is Oregon.
Oregon,
just because really trip south.
I mean, you know. you got to guess the big three in the West, right? You got to go Washington, California, Oregon, yeah, and then you can start with the other states, yeah. I feel like, because we are definitely Western states.
I like, though, that Steve did go with the desert states for a Crater Lake National Park.
I can't blame him. If you think of a crater-like sort of, you know, I mean, it makes sense. If you don't know, I want to make fun of him, but I think strategically it wasn't bad.
Boom. Well, you still won, Steve, with four correct, so congrats.
Caller number four, you are the proud winner of something we have no idea, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number four, congratulations.
And it was Tuesday that was Dana Carvey's 65th birthday.
Isn't that amazing? He's 65.
65. I always forget. I mean, everyone knows Wayne's World, but let's not forget my favorite Dana Carvey character. Ooh, actually, it might be Hans and Franz were pretty awesome.
Oh, he was so good at that.
You
know,
pump you up. But then the church lady.
That church lady was so iconic.
Church lady.
Satan?
I mean, I think the bit kind of ran its course rather quickly. But those first couple sketch comedies that they did with the church lady were pretty incredible.
I know he's done stuff. I'm not sure what he's done lately. He's done some shows like impressionist shows. Yeah. I know he's done some of that. He's really talented, but I hope he's having a good life. I don't know if he's doing any stand up. I'm not sure what he's doing these days at 65. Maybe he's
counting
just chilling.
His money, maybe.
Yeah, it could be counting his money. That's not a bad thing.
Huh, look at this. He shares his birthday with another special person.
Who's that?
Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Oh, Wayne Brady, 48.
Isn't that special?
That's right.
Yeah. Wayne Brady's the man.
Charlie, well, I don't know why I'm talking about Tuesday's birthdays. There you go.
You know what? Because you are a radio professional.
Like all geeking out, like, man, he's just crushing and sharing his birthday with some special people.
We have to share this at the next convention we go to. You guys are doing birthdays all wrong. We do Tuesday's birthdays on Thursdays. Ha!
Yep.
We'll show you. So, Motley Crue drummer, you know him, Tommy Lee. Uh-huh. This is probably unfair, but I guess he's had a reputation for having some volatile and public relationships. I think that's unfair. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's had some
he has
problems.
So he did a recent interview because he is giving relationship advice to his sons, you know, I mean, eventually. And this may not be as crazy as it sounds.
I mean, every once in a while, you know, I try to, like, you know, if you can help somebody avoid mistakes that you've made, then yeah, every once in a while I'll throw in a little, you know, 2 cents here and there. But, you know, for the most part, sometimes it's better to, you know, fall down and bump your head on your own.
You know, in a weird kind of way, I know what he's saying. You know, in Tommy Lee language, I can see what he means. It's like, if you can be the safety net for your children, but it's the net that they can't see, then they get to go out and experience life. You know, you don't want to rob them from everything, including the pitfalls. That's what helps you grow as a human, and sometimes parents helicopter too much.
Plus, if I'm Tommy Lee, I'd be like, you don't want my advice on relationships. Just go Google my past relationships, man. Just don't do what I did. That's my advice to you, if I'm Tommy Lee.
I always tell dudes, because I mean, I don't know what it's like to obviously be a daughter and have a relationship with a mother and what that's all about. But I tell dudes that haven't had good dads, I go, dude, your dad gave you the greatest knowledge as possible. You hate everything he does. So all you got to do is do the opposite, and you'll probably have a great life.
I have a lot of friends that basically patterned their life after doing exactly the opposite of what their father did for them.
Yeah.
And they're pretty awesome dudes. So it sucks that they had to go through that, but I'm happy to see that they were able to find some good out of what could have potentially been a crappy life lesson.
I did a lot of things opposite of my dad. And of course, now the older I am, now that I have children and it's crazy, but he only lived to be 68 years old. So now to be entering the last decade of his life, it's a weird way that my mind thinks. I have a lot of appreciation for all the great things that he did. Philosophically, he and I couldn't be more different. And I did the opposite of he did, because everything he told me to do to get ahead in life, I was a jerk about it, but I said, it didn't do you any good. You know, you relied on pensions, you relied on this, you relied on that, and you've been let down. So I am not going to follow your path because it didn't work. He didn't like that, but I just was the kind of guy, I'm not going to trust unions, I'm not going to trust pensions, and nothing against any of that. I just was going to be a man making my own way and relying on myself for my own success, as opposed to...
Yeah, like Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, is he wrong?
I... Try to find the connection.
By his own rules.
Is that what
you
staked
out? You just watched the movie.
So he escaped on his own.
And they're horrible.
Yeah, but he didn't have the union to help him, did he?
No, you're absolutely right.
Did it on his own.
Snake did it. No union.
John Rambo.
John Rambo's a whole different story. Those were good movies.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tommy Lee, I did not know this, but he is releasing two new songs on tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Not Motley Crue, Tommy Lee. He's got his first solo record coming out since like 15 years ago. He put one out, and the album's called Andro, and okay. Two new songs come out tomorrow.
Okay, I am oblivious. Did he ever sing much with Motley Crue?
No.
Okay.
None at all. And the stuff that he's on, I mean, his stuff is super auto-tuned, and there's a lot of studio magic that has been done to make Tommy Lee's solo stuff, I think, sound as good. Because some of the songs aren't that bad.
All right, well, that's, I guess, look, if they're not that bad and...
I don't know, right, if you go to it looks like his Twitter page, Mr. Tommyland, he's giving us a teaser.
Oh, has he? Well, while Rev's looking for that, how about more advice from Tommy Lee on how to parent your children?
You can sit here and, like, wave flags and give advice and, you know, throw flares all you want, but sometimes the best lessons are those self-learned, you know?
So he seems like a hands-off parent. It looks like mom's the one that's going to really have to do the job in that house.
I think the follow-up question then can be, Tommy, quick, name your children.
Yeah, exactly what he says. I hope there's something they can get from him. I really do. I'm sure there is. But, man, that's about it. I mean, it's...
He's probably a good wingman.
Oh, my God, he's a good wingman. Thank him for the jeans, I suppose, or what's in the jeans.
I would like to play some of these things, but I will just direct you to go to Mr. Tommyland to listen to these 15-second clips.
Oh.
Because in two of them, there were at least four swear words.
All right, Tommy.
15 seconds
they're 15
long.
15 seconds.
Oh, it's going to be a very rebellious record.
Something like that.
Do you think coronavirus hit because it's punishing Motley Crue for breaking their contract?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
They were getting back together to do that tour.
Yeah, and it turns out, you know, that no, you're not.
Oh, man, I can't wait to check this out.
Really?
Well, I mean, the clip, right. the 15
I'm
seconds.
I'm not going to throw stones because
I'm excited to see what it's all about.
I downloaded the Vapors' new album. Those are the guys that did Turning Japanese about 300 years ago. They just released a new album. Why? I don't know. I don't know if anybody was asking for them to do it. It's nuts that there they are almost 40 years later, and there's David Fenton. So I bought it. I should say I got it on YouTube Premium. I'm not going to throw stones. I cannot tell you it's a good album. I like it, but I think if anybody listens to it. But if you listen to it, you'd be like, what is this?
Yeah, but if you enjoy it, that's really who cares what anyone else thinks. It's just music.
It's true.
It's
but I wanted it to be so great. I wanted everybody to love it. Because I loved the first album they did, Nuclear Days. I know people only know that one song, but I felt like every song on that album was really, really good. And so that's what I went back for. I was like reliving my 20s, and it was what it was.
So bring up a good point. Didn't Tommy have a domestic violence issue with his son when they got into a fist fight? That's right.
That's just good learning. Isn't that just good child rearing?
And somebody, I jury's out on this new record that Tommy Lee's going to be putting out, but I love that there's a music magazine website that said, judging by the brief clips, one song's called Knock Me Down has more of a hard rock sound, while the other song, Tops, appears to be more of a hip-hop club banger.
Okay.
Yeah, there were... hip hop club banging going on.
Okay, Tommy.
Lots of swear words.
Yeah. All right, Tommy. I'll let Steve listen to that.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, man. We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. It's simple. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Do you think there's something we should be talking about? Well, guess what? You get to talk about it. Now, I'm not going to say there are no rules because, look, this is a place where we need some rules. This is not chaos. This is not New York that we have to escape from, Snake.
Nope. Or L.A.
We need some rules. Don't bring up L.A. It's not a good one. No, the city's good. It's just the movie's not.
Well, the rules here.
Yes.
I don't know if they were like this in New York or L.A., but it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you shall be gone, and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
We might need to bring your daughter in for this one.
Come on in, Sarah.
Yes.
All right. This is person. Great.
No, they just want some advice. And it said mostly from the lovely ladies of the show.
Oh, all right. Well, Danny, Vicky, Sarah. Yeah. All right, fine.
Right.
Let's do it.
Right. So it's Girls Club.
Oh, Danny's back.
All right. So it says, I need some advice mostly from the lovely ladies of the show, but I would love to hear from even the lovely gentlemen if they have some good input as well.
So I guess they don't want to hear from me.
No.
Okay, great.
So being someone who deals with anxiety frequently throughout my life, for the first time ever, my wife was overwhelmed with anxiety these past few days. I know how to personally deal with it, but what should I do for my wife? Give her space. Or what? What should I do?
Ask her.
That's crazy talk.
Right? Well, I'm the kind of person, but if I'm experiencing anxiety and I have a significant other, I want their full attention, but I also have people in my life, like my mom, who's like, give me space. Just leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Let me just get through this. So ask her.
Yeah, I would agree with Vicky, and I am more like Vicky. I want all the attention. But I have to tell my boyfriend, because when he is anxious, because he has anxiety, he needs to be left alone. He needs to do his own thing. You know, I'll sometimes go in a different part of the house, or I'll take a walk or something. But for me, I tell him, listen, I'm having a problem, and I need your attention. Whether that's we turn the TV off and we have a conversation, or we plan a date night, or something like that. Especially in times like these, for me, it's really helpful if I'm like, babe, let's plan something fun to do this weekend so we have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Whether that's like go on a walk on the beach or at a park or a different park or take a road trip or he cooks a meal for me, something like that. That's been really helpful for me.
What do you guys think about this idea of just handing a brown paper bag and say blow into it and then walk away?
Is there anything in the brown paper bag like the old popcorn trick?
No.
Okay, I want to make sure there's no ulterior motives.
I said I'm going to walk away. I mean, I appreciate the confidence.
Well, I'm just saying, I feel like, yeah, right. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Steve World.
There'd be a lot of anxiety for different reasons if that was the issue.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's also very much knowing. Have you heard of the five love languages?
I have heard of it, but I don't know them.
Donatello, Michelangelo.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Teenage Mutant love language.
It's like there's physical touch, acts of service. What's the other ones? Gifts.
GIFs?
Yeah, GIFs is some of them.
Graphical interface. Oh, no, I think it's GIFs, by the way.
Oh, GIFs.
Yeah.
GIFs.
I literally thought you meant you have to text a GIF to your significant other.
See, that's like the sixth love language, and that's mine. Sending memes.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be Vicky's for sure.
But basically, like, some people need that attention. Some people need acts of service. Like, hey, if they did the dishes and everything, or they need that quality time, turn the TV off and have that conversation. It's knowing your partner's love language and being able to give them exactly what they need.
Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
Yep.
And brother, let me say this, because this is an important thing, and it's something they teach us when we're on the plane. You've got to put the oxygen mask on yourself before you help others. So if you're a person that has panic attacks and can have stress attacks, understand seeing somebody you love in a stressful panic attack situation could also trigger you. And from a place of triggering, all you're trying to do is make yourself better, which a lot of what us guys do, we try to fix the situation. And that's exactly not what's needed for somebody else sometimes. So know where you're at. And if you're triggered, the best thing you can do is take care of yourself first. Then once you're cool, you then can go put the mask, if you will, on your partner, because then you can give her what she wants. And like Vicky said, those love languages, try all five of them. You know, you just try them until you find the one that works.
Not at the same time?
Look, I'm just, you know, just keep them on hand and look and you go, okay, I tried the gifts didn't work, you know, because that's how life is. You just don't know what works.
Touch her hand flowers and say you look nice today.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like all of that, honestly.
While vacuuming the rug.
Yes. Oh, that's a thing. Yeah.
And showing a really funny gif on your phone.
Yes.
It's so important to take care of yourself first, and we don't do that. We were told from a young age that that was selfish to not take care of yourself first, but you have to be cool yourself before you can take care of anyone else. Otherwise, you're just going to make it worse. Nice. There we go.
Good stuff. Well, while we have your daughter in the room, because someone else had a text that's asked, I'm here being a troublemaker. When's Sarah going to turn up to tell us a story about something that she's done that she instantly regretted based off of our topic earlier this morning?
Oh. Every guy I've ever dated before Johnny Roberts.
Every guy?
It was an instant regret. You lasted a long time with some of them.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I mean, now it's regret looking back.
All right, besides men, has there ever been something like you just did, and you, as soon as you did, you're like, that was a bad idea?
You know, it's weird because I've gotten in a lot, not a trouble, but, you know, things have happened, smashing my face and getting stitches, going like by being drunk.
I always forget that time that you came into work with a black eye. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, because I ate it on Capitol Hill and then woke up and was like, oh, I'm getting stitches right now. What happened? But I never like do it and regret it. I'm like, I probably shouldn't have drank as much, but hey, here I am. Now I got a sick scar. Cool.
Yeah, Sarah's a lot more. She's like me where she will think things out a lot and then make the decision, okay, this is good. And once she's thought it out a lot, there's no regrets, even if it ends badly, because she's probably figured out, what's the worst that can happen? I could fall on my face and get a black eye.
Yeah. It makes for a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I look a little more badass now.
It's true, you do.
I think it's the kind of person that throws caution to the wind and there's no thought behind the action they're about to do. That's where the regret comes from. You're like, oh, if I wish I'd have thought more about this. And I'm the kind of person that I don't do that. I have never been that person in my life. It's like, no, we're going to figure this out. Let me examine a few angles before I make a stupid move.
We're definitely the overthinkers.
Yeah. So I don't, there's not many things that I've done that I instantly regret.
One texter says, I instantly regretted eating an entire bulb of garlic. Not one of the cloves.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
Wow. Yeah, so that's...
See, one like clove Danny would be so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Danny eats onions, I feel like he would eat an entire clove of garlic.
And it's an upgrade from spraying Axe in your mouth.
Yeah, it is.
It's not Axe. Danny, Danny, understand that spraying any kind of cologne in your mouth is not a good thing. So fighting over the brand you use is not going to make you look better in this situation.
That's the part that he's offended by.
I am. I'm very offended.
So, you know, Danny, we are just using Axe as a pretty much a brand name, but really, you're an idiot for doing that in our eyes.
That's fine.
There you go.
I remember when I was
we love you anyway, brother.
Yeah, right. When I first like made attempts to cook, like when I was out here, and by cooking, I mean I had a George Foreman grill and like a microwave. Nice. But I remember I'd, like cooking like a chicken. I'm like, man, I took like so much garlic. I was like, I love garlic. This is gonna be great. And I like used like garlic salt and then cloves of garlic on it.
Oh god!
And I took a bite and I'm like, all right, get in the car and go to McDonald's. This is not edible. But the vampires have never visited me since.
Yeah. Ah, that's great. I just don't know what that's like.
Attempting to cook?
Yeah.
Well, like, I would never, like, I would go to the book and go, how much garlic should I use? You know what I mean? I wouldn't be of the, I love this so much, I will put mass quantities on there. My brain doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. But it's also paralyzed me. It's called analysis paralysis, and I suffer from that a lot.
It sounds like a song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It really should be. Yeah.
Ding, dang, analysis paralysis.
Oh, yeah. Overthinkers.
Anthony, are you there?
You're not going to be successful if you're an overthinker either. So yeah. There's probably a happy meeting between Garlic Boy and I need to have the exact precise amount.
Hello, I'm Garlic Boy. Have you met my trusty sidekick, X-Man?
X-Man! And Garlic Boy. It is Listeners on the Loose where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. Anything you want to rap about? You get to. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Got some food questions, boys.
Yeah. All right, we're here for it.
And comments as well. First question, Joe mentioned that he made you guys Chicago deep dish pizza. Did you try it, and how was it?
It's great. We tried it. Delicious. It was good. I had to keep myself from having a second piece just to try to somewhat have some semblance of control.
I had a piece and a half. I ain't embarrassed by it.
Good on you.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
He crushed it, man.
I was going to say, like, I'm not usually a big fan of the deep dish pizza. I like New York thin crust better.
Same here.
But that one, for some reason, it was really good. The sauce was great. The cheese was great. Joe, you killed it.
I don't really view Chicago deep dish pizza as pizza. I don't know what it is. It's just its own little thing. It's
lasagna.
Like it's like a pie of meat and cheese.
Well, it's not lasagna, but yes. It's definitely its own thing.
Yeah. Once I accepted that and stopped being like, oh, I like New York style pizza better, you know, it was like I was really kind of depriving myself of delicious food.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't get past that. So now I'm good.
Good, man. I'm glad you worked through those demons.
And, man, that was great. But I'm very confused by your son.
Well, you know something. Welcome to the world of parenting.
For years, we have begged him for one dish and one dish only.
Yes.
And that is his homemade mac and cheese.
Right.
Which we've got a... It wasn't his homemade one, he admitted, but it was really good. The one we did the Dongsgiving, he did a dong-shaped mac and cheese plate for us.
That's right.
But he has still yet to make us that. But then today, just out of the blue, he shows up with a deep dish pizza that he made from scratch for us.
You know something? He's got a lot of his mother in him. And
goes by his own rules.
Yeah, it's art. It's art. So, you know, like some artists will tell you that it's sometimes very, very tough to do commercial art, which is somebody will bring you into their home and go, I want you to do something that matches the room. And I mean, they'll do it. But really, there are some artists that go, I will do what I want and you make it match the room.
Gotcha.
And Joey and his mom are like that. I have never had the same meal twice my entire life with my wife. It never tastes the same because she refuses to cook with, like, you know, with measurements and things. She just goes, a pinch of this, a little bit of that. And sometimes it'll be like, oh, I guess I put too much of that in there, or I forgot to put this in there. And I'm like, you're right, this is not what it, but all right, you know. But most of the time what she makes is pretty delicious, but she plays by her own rules, man.
So the fact that we've been pressuring him for all this time to make the mac and cheese is causing him not to make the mac and cheese.
I think so. He's a true artist, man.
Gotcha.
You know, he'll only make the mac and cheese when the time fits him.
Speaking of pizza, somebody texted in to thank me because, you know, I always give out the best advice.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's a Migs, my wife and I, we got the pineapple and bacon pizza from Domino's last night.
And?
Thank you for suggesting that. Seriously, so good. Tell Danny it's better than Dion's.
Oh, wow.
No.
You weren't here for this, Danny, but we went through the whole reshaping of Domino's Pizza, and people like Steve are discovering that they made good on their promise 6 years ago. They were going to basically just destroy everything that they had in order to build from the ground up because they admitted their pizza was not good anymore.
Huh.
And they've
had Domino's anytime in the recent days?
Oh yeah, I remember it because actually when they did the whole revamp, that was the kind of pizza that we used to use for our live radio broadcast.
Oh, so Danny knew about this,
and so. But it's not that I'm not a fan of Domino's. Domino's is fine. It's just one of those things. I just got burnt out on it because we literally ate it every weekend, three times a weekend.
I would like to have the opportunity to get burnt out on Domino's.
Yeah, right? That's kind of how I was with Jack in the Box tacos for a while. Because I was getting because they were like two for a dollar. So there were times, like multiple times during the week when at my old show, you know, Jack in the Box was open, I'd come in with a bag of like 20 tacos.
Sure. Oh my God.
And I'd eat like 16 of them.
Remember those days?
Oh, they were the best days.
Those were the days when you just were like, all right, body, you figure out how to deal with this.
Yeah. And my body figured it out by getting triple X size shirts.
See? Good job. Your body made the adjustment. I like it.
I'm glad I'm not there anymore, but I do miss those tacos sometimes. But their pizza's so good.
Yeah. The buttered crust was really my favorite, like the selling point for me when they redid it. Because I was like, wow, you didn't realize how, I don't want to say it because I don't necessarily thought it was bad before, but you didn't realize how bad it was until they revamped it and you're like, oh, this is good pizza.
Yeah, I liked it. We always say any pizza is good pizza. Yeah. It's like sex. I mean, yeah, there's some sex better than others, some pizza better than others, but are you ever going to turn any of it down?
I give Domino's credit because actually people started to. I mean, that's why they had to make the change. Because other pizza companies were opening up and there's pizza everywhere now and deliveries everywhere now. Domino's realized they had to make the move, and good for them, they made it happen.
So I said I had the pepperoni, pineapple and bacon pizza last night from Domino's too. Another person said, kick it up a notch, have bacon, pineapple and chicken. Amazing.
Ooh, bacon, pineapple and chicken. Now there's an interesting combo.
And then another texter just said, man, people are just all about the Domino's. They said, next time you order Domino's, get pepperoni and steak, you won't regret it.
Wait, you Jason in Lakewood.
I guess so.
Steak pizza. You know what? The world's opening up to me.
Well, I'm sure it's not just like a filet on your top of your
pizza. Oh, well, no, you said steak.
I'm like Mexican food when they cut
it up. I want a fillet.
Yeah?
Yep, I want the fillet mignon. I want it on my pizza.
That is awesome. All of these sound delicious.
They really do, Steve, so...
And a lot of them include pineapple, and I know Danny loves pineapple on his pizza.
Now that I'm just going to go against.
Well, of course
you got to try it with the bacon.
He's not going to try it because he's not American. Look,
just too sweet for me.
You know what he is, don't you?
What?
I don't even think he's human anymore. I think he might be an alien.
That's true.
Because I mean, we're being invaded right now by people from Alpha Centauri, and Danny's leading the charge.
Yeah, he's from New Mexico. Oh, but look at him—he's trying to endear himself to Seattle wearing his Sounders gear.
Yeah, really. I'd like to do a blood test, sir. No, not a blood test. We'll do the pineapple test. If you don't like pineapple, we know you're an alien, and we're getting you off our planet and sending you back to Alpha Centauri.
So we know his other job is an alien, but one texter wants to know, besides your job right now, what one job would you love to do either for the rest of your life or just try once?
Ooh. One job. All right. Well, definitely one job I'd like to try once is I'd love to do play-by-play.
Oh, okay.
I want to be in the booth with Rick Riz. Even just for an inning. You know what I mean? I would love it. They always have you in for a half inning. Every team does it. And, I mean, Rick Riz is amazing. And, of course, I'd like to be there with Ryan Roland Smith. That would be so much fun to be there with Rick and Ryan. I'll take anybody, though. But, I mean, I just got a soft spot in my heart for Rick Riz just because he's been on our show and he's a great guy. But they're all wonderful
Rick's
people.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'll take anybody in the booth if they'll have me.
Not for the rest of my life, but for one day. And it's more so because I want to just see the world implode around me. So I'd like to be a chef at the Met for one day with my skills.
Wow.
Boy, so I have all the ingredients, but now I got to
nuts.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Could you imagine the reaction?
At the Met, by the way.
Right. Everyone's going for their fine dinner. And then I would like this steak prepared this way, and it just shows up, and it's just burnt. I'm like, can I speak to the chef, and it's me?
Oh.
It's my first day in the job, guys. What do you want from me?
Oh, I know you would have fun just watching all the chaos, but I have so many panic attacks.
That would be, Steve, I just want you to do one day of a job, and it's just called, hey, it's my first day, guys, give me a break.
Right. Yeah.
And you're just doing it.
It's a good bit.
And it's terrible. Yeah. And just everyone at the end, you're just like, hey, it's just my first day on the job.
Because I got to imagine it's just insane. In the kitchen at any restaurant. But then also on top of it, the pressure of being maybe a high-end steakhouse.
Yeah,
I don't know what just the stress. I don't know. I'm flipping it like it's a burger and pressing it down and trying to cook it quicker.
Yeah, that's well. Hey, listen, you've got Traeger skills, so I don't know why they won't even think about calling you.
I'll bring my Traeger with me.
That's it. You got it done. They'll be like, all right, he brought his own oven. This guy's ready.
Or I'd like to work in an amusement park.
Ooh,
even like you'd be the guy operating the rides.
Yeah.
Oh, good man.
Like Space Mountain.
Yeah, you got too many teeth, but I think we can fix that.
What the hell does that mean?
You know, it's like the old Carney rides where the guys, the guy riding the rides always like,
judge you over there.
Well, just slightly.
I'm going to tell my carnival friends what you said.
Oh, I didn't know you had carnival friends.
I do.
Wow. Steve gets around. I got hockey friends. I got carnival friends. You name it. They're all my friends.
Someone said, Steve, you would get eaten alive if you did that. The work at the
But the thing is that you are the kind of guy that you wouldn't give an F.
Well, because I know I'm only working there for one day.
Exactly.
that's why it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's why I want to see that.
He doesn't get eaten alive. You might get stabbed, because there's plenty of cutlery there, because they'd be done with you. But
what about you, Vicky?
I would want to be one of those Travel Channel people that goes to different cities, exploring different restaurants.
Well, like Rick Steves kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, check out this really awesome restaurant or this really cool nerdy spot and just travel the entire world, just showing it off and then enjoying it while I'm there. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
It looks like they're having a blast.
Like, I wouldn't even have to get paid that well. Like, just the fact that I can travel for free. Hell yeah.
All right.
Get drunk with the locals.
That does seem like a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm with you. Every time I see those folks, I go, man. And you know that everything's taken care of for it, because I don't want to have to plan the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I love about it. Oh, just tell me where to go. I'll enjoy the locals, and I'll see all the cool stuff. But I'm not planning any of this, and I know that you guys are going to take me around. I like this plan.
What about Rev?
I think I'm going to go full-time game show host.
How you guys all just went with these jobs that are just on television.
That's my dream. You said what I do. I've always wanted to be a baseball play-by-play guy. It was that was my dream.
All right, fine.
No, I want to clean the sewers, Steve. Sorry, I wasn't cool.
You
want to
wreck a steakhouse is all you want to do.
I changed my answer now. I want to be the Intercontinental Champion of the WWE.
Hell
too late.
Yeah.
You already picked one, buddy.
Oh, and I also cook steaks on the side.
Oh, there you go.
Well, sorry we answered the question with our dreams. You just said, I would like to go F up a restaurant for a day. That's my dream.
Fair.
I'm sorry, Steve. I really want to go work in an office crunching numbers all day.
Thank you. That's a much better answer.
I want to be working for the highway patrol and just direct everybody off a ravine. That's what I want to do. Just one day, don't say. My first day on the job, I didn't know I was telling people to take the wrong way.
Perfect.
There we go.
All right, Rev. Back to you.
Oh, I got to pick another one again now?
No, I didn't think you were done.
So, oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, no, I think I'm pretty done.
Okay. All right, Danny. No pressure.
No pressure, Danny, but make sure it's something that is really not constructive or anything you really want to do, but just cause chaos.
I will job shame you.
Yeah.
That's fine. I want to be Casey Webb.
You can't just become a human, different human.
I don't know. Okay, I want to host Man vs. Food.
Like, that'd be like, I want to be Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. I wish, I kind
of
do.
Mainly because of who he's with.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's I want to be somebody, then I want to be Pete Davidson and co-host this show.
Yes. Absolutely.
Can we all be Pete Davidson for Halloween?
Yes. Oh, I'm doing it
then
now.
Then I want to be Jay Leno and retire from this bitch.
I think that's a great Halloween costume. I don't know who just brought
it.
Pete Davidson for Halloween.
Yeah, I'll be Pete.
I would be willing to dress up for that.
I will egg all of you. I promise you today.
Oh, yeah, today you promise me?
I give you my word. So when it happens, you can't get mad at me because I've warned you guys.
Oh, really? Wait,
can we call ourselves the repeats?
You go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm bringing in a dozen eggs on Halloween. Yeah. And if you dress as Pete Davidson, I will egg you guys.
Oh, you will?
Yes.
Okay, that's a really good plan.
Okay.
I'm excited for this.
Just a friendly thing. You might want to clear that with HR.
They said it's fine.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
This is amazing. You have an amazing quick call right there.
They have more of an issue of you guys being a douche for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Is that what? Okay.
All right, yeah, I'll just be Summer's Eve. So we're all douches. That's better than eggs.
It is, actually. And if you're going to dress up like a female cleaning product, I will dress up as Pete Davidson.
Summer's Eve and the repeats.
How do I not win in every level? I troll him as Pete Davidson and dress up like a douche.
This is fantastic.
I feel like Pete Davidson might even retweet that. It depends on the day. But if we catch him on the right day, he might find humor in me saying I'm Pete Davidson and I'm just a giant douche.
Oh, I don't want to check that out. You know what he's like.
What's the worst he's going to do? Block us on Twitter?
Or he could, I don't know. He could write a whole thing about what a bad human being you are. I don't know. You never know the mood that Pete might be in.
Well, then you guys could be like, it was an accident. We didn't know he was in the picture.
Yeah, exactly.
He photobombed us.
Yeah, whoops. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Bless you, my son.
Thank you.
Yes.
Someone wanted to know if we could give him a birthday shout-out for his bro, Justin. He's 31 today.
Give it out a shout.
Happy birthday, Justin.
Happy birthday, brother. Thanks for, I guess you're listening, so thanks for listening. And to your friend.
May it be a great day.
What was that?
Did you say may it be or maybe?
What did you say?
I said may it be a great day.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. That's very nice of you.
This is we're getting positive affirmations from patients that have had massive problems in the hospital. That's what we're getting. We have aneurysm affirmations from over here.
We just had to make sure if it was may it or maybe.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we're getting affirmations from somebody who probably should get a CAT scan.
We got some clarification. That's good. That's nice.
Justin, don't listen to them.
You okay with everybody?
I'm fine.
Should we call medical attention? I mean, I want to make sure you're going to be able.
Done.
I want you to be here so you can egg us in Halloween. Oh. I don't want to lose you before then. It's going to be a touching time. On a special edition of Different Strokes. Okay.
Wow.
I think it's time, since you're done, I think it's just time to ask the most important question.
What is that?
I think Steven's broken. We're going to have to
do it. Oh, he is.
All right. What do Ryan Castle and almond milk have in common?
Summer Steve, I could be called sometimes.
Summer Steve. That's perfect, actually.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Ryan Castle, almond milk. Find out what they have in common at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. What do Ryan Castle and almond milk have in common?
I'm not actually milk.
Oh. Well,
I think
that
Lewis Black has a bit about that, about soybeans and soy milk. It's not soy milk, it's soy juice.
Yeah,
it is.
It doesn't sound as appealing, though, if you're like, can I get a splash of some soy juice?
Also, almonds don't have nipples.
No.
No, they don't. And also, asking for almond juice, like, I don't want your nut juice. I just don't want that. Mm-hmm. No, I really don't.
Someone says, I pray that I never find either in my fridge. And both leave Steve with a white mustache.
Yeah.
I really don't want to tell you about this story because it takes place in my old stomping grounds of Massachusetts. But good old Billy Smith, he's 34. He went to a grocery store last week, and someone saw this genius taking containers of almond milk off the shelves, opening them up, and peeing in them. Then he put them back on the shelves and took off.
What's wrong with this guy?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, they got him. They got him. Luckily, a security guard got his license plate. He's got attempted poisoning, disorderly conduct, vandalizing the property, trying to be R. Kelly. All these things he's in trouble for. It's just not good.
It's still impossible to make almond milk taste worse, though.
Brian Castle. He doesn't have almond milk, but he does have a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I feel like, Steve, you know, a lot of us bring stuff in.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
When have you brought anything in?
Well, I have my children bring stuff in.
Jeez. When have they brought anything in?
Well, speaking of which, Joe actually brought in deep dish pizza that for us all to have today that he made.
All right, he's redeemed.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that was true. That happened?
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator right now.
Whoa! Are you kidding?
No!
I've never been more tempted to give another man a lap dance than I am right now.
And Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.